catching up with. Forest Black, it is so good to see you, and we have a lot to chat about because, I mean, you released your EP, then you went and got engaged, then you announced a headlining tour, then you adopted sweetest little baby angel dog, Sir Albert. Congratulations.
Thank
So
you. Great.
I want to get into all of that, but first, how's wedding planning going?
We just picked a date. I don't know if I should be saying that.
Well, congratulations. That's a big step.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, yeah, I found the love of my life and I write all these songs about her and now I figure we should probably lock it down.
Now, you shared this story, this really beautiful story on TikTok about date 87 and the significance of date 87, about how when you first met on date 87, you wanted to go to Jamaica. You did that, then you got engaged. Can you talk about that story and what the significance of date 87
Yeah.
is?
It, to be honest, is a random number, but I knew that I really liked her, and I was like, how can I just date her for forever? Like, how can I just make sure that, like, I can be the one? And so on our first date, I just made up a number. I was like, hey, and it was like this, like a number that was far enough away that I thought there'd be enough time in between to really get to know each other. And I was like, how about on date 87, we go to Jamaica? And she was like, cool. And so I literally pulled out my notes app and, and was like, and I wrote 1 to 87, and then we've just been filling it in ever since. And then date 87, I asked her to marry me.
At any point, were you sweating a little at the fact that you had to come up with 86 other dates?
No, I think with the way we are, I think like every time someone makes a suggestion or every time we see something that we love, we just plug it in and that becomes our date for the week or the date for the, for the month. So
I
I think
love that.
when you meet, I always tell people there's no wrong way with the right one. So I feel like is, it might be cringe for someone else, but for us, it's perfect.
Now, I was thinking about this too for when you're planning your wedding as someone who makes the music that everyone else uses at their wedding, for their first dances. What is that process going to be like for you when you're trying to pick, your first dance song and songs you want to walk up the aisle to?
I think we got like our hidden little batch of tunes that have been really important to us. And I think like, with the way, I think the same way people use my music when they hear it and they like to add it to their little playlists, they're like, okay, this would be my first dance song. They're like, oh, we see this, we heard this song and on TV and we feel like this will work. And it's like, oh, it's Forest Black. Great. I have the same thing. So I just have like my little playlist and so does she, and like songs that have been important and like little moments. Like I remember the first time we had ice cream, we're in the ice cream shop and all of a sudden there's music playing. I always took note. I'm like, I'm Shazamming it and being like, all right, what is that? And so we have our
That's very
playlist.
smart.
I'm just saying.
I don't think a lot of people are that forward thinking. That's I'm gonna lock that idea in. Now, speaking
Take
of the
notes.
beautiful music, every little EP or every little detail EP is out now. Congratulations on the release of that. And it's such a beautiful collection of music that really lets us in and, allows us to get to know you on it. The song I Hope You Know, you wrote for your Nana. And
Yeah.
I think if people go to your social media, you need a disclaimer of like whether or not to wear makeup because there's so many happy tears on there. But has she seen you perform alive yet?
No. And so I'm hoping that we're gonna get a chance to on this tour, but for her to see it. But yeah, it was pretty special. I mean, I feel like the whole world's kind of like met my Nana, and like everyone wants my Nana to be their Nana, which feels, I mean, it feels really special because like for her, I get even emotional talking about it. She changed my whole life. She took me in and handed me this guitar, and like again, I don't know where I would be if that hadn't happened. So I feel like I've been trying to write this song for my whole career, but I didn't know how, so I feel like I released like a whole first EP minutes and I didn't find it, and then I released the second EP sideways, didn't find it, and I was like, how do I honor the most important woman in my life, and how do I say thank you? And so finally it came out. And so it's landed on that EP on every little detail. And then I made, well, made, I hadn't played it for anybody yet. And we happened to be home for a Montreal show. And I went to her house and I like hit all these cameras in her car. She still asked me, she's like, how did you get those angles? And so I'd like hit all these cameras. And then I brought her in the car and I played it for her for the first time. And we captured like the real reaction from both of us. And oh, and then the fact that that went viral and people loved it is incredible because they get to see exactly who she is and what a special moment it was to write something for her. So yeah,
Yeah.
I'm positively overwhelmed.
It was so beautiful. And the song in and of itself is also so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Also on the EP, If You Love Her, another, just open-hearted song, and that went massive, and then so much so that Meghan Trainor got a hold of it and slid into your DMs. Is that correct?
Yeah, like I was sitting at home during the pandemic, and all of a sudden there's like a message in my inbox, and it's from Meghan Trainor. I'm like, oh, it's got to be one of like these scam accounts, you know, that like make up that they're like say, pretend to be a famous person. And so I open it up, and I'm like, oh wait, it's verified. And so I called Tuli, my fiance, into the room. I'm like, hey, check this out. Like, I think this is actually Meghan Trainor. And she's like, oh, that's definitely Meghan Trainor. And Megan's like, love your song. I recorded a verse. Send me your number. And I was like, what is happening? So I sent her my number. And like within minutes, she had texted me a verse that she'd written. And so I was like, this is amazing. And so I could just feels like life was changing so fast and continues to change so fast. So it's wild.
Is that a common thing? Like, I mean, I would think the same thing. That's fake, right? But then, I mean, the song is massive. How often does that kind of stuff happen? You're just checking your DMs and people are sending their own versions.
I am just, again, like I said, I'm taking it in. Like I went from that to then like being in a writing session with Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20. And then I ended up writing my second big song about Thule with Rob and my buddy Greg. And it's all just crazy. So I have no clue if this is normal, but this is my life right now. And I'm just trying to take it in, and I'm trying not to explode with joy every day. That's basically
it's right. Your normal. Now it's your normal. Now you mentioned your phone number. Is that not your phone number that you have listed on your Twitter account?
I give my number out to everybody. Yeah. So I have an app that I use called Community that I talk to all my fans on. And you know, I literally text my fans every single day. Like I take a lot of pride in keeping up with the thousands of people that are on there now. So yeah, it's just a very important part of my ecosystem. This has never gone to my head. I've never thought that I'm bigger than anybody. I just think I'm very fortunate to have the ability to take a bunch of stories that were really hard at times, or stories that are really light and lovey and lovable, what have you, and to put them into songs for people to listen to and that people like it. So, but with that, I'm like, how do I use that? You know, when people see me and they look up to me or something like that, how do I humanize that? And so this number is a great way. And like, I was just in Nashville writing, I'm writing music for a new album. And I was in Nashville, and I sent a text out to my friends in Nashville, like my community. And I invited a bunch of people to a little coffee shop, and we all had coffee and breakfast and talked.
Wow.
I love it. I really love it. Like it's so special to me.
The power of connection. And at a coffee shop, I know you do love going to cafes and kind of people watching and getting human stories. Now that you're taking the Every Little Detail EP on the road, on tour, on your headlining tour, have you mapped out coffee shops that you're going to stop at all the locations?
We're trying. So if anybody has any suggestions, slide into my DMs and just let me know where we should go if you see us on one of the tour dates in your city. But I have like my bandmates are really good for that too. So they have like a list of like the best places we go to. We were just in Vancouver, Washington, and we stopped at a place. I think it was called Joe Brown's, just a little diner.
That sounds like a coffee shop, like a good one.
It was awesome. It was like this little diner coffee shop place. And like the lady who owns it, it was an old history teacher. And she was like coming with our food and stuff and our coffee and then giving us history lessons along the way. So it's pretty special.
Yeah. What were you geeking out about more so? Because your music, you know, you can stream it, you can hear it on the radio, you can also hear it in Love is Blind or Hallmark Christmas movies. Which one had you like your mind blown a little bit more?
I think it was probably, to be honest, there's a movie that came out a few years ago called Playing with Fire. And so it's always been a dream of mine to see my songs in big movies. And so it got to be the end credit of the movie. So we went to the Chinese Theater in Hollywood, and I rented out the theater, and I brought like seven people with me, and we just took up a whole row and watched the movie by ourselves. And it was wild. Like a 15-year-old me who's like struggling and homeless and is messed up could see where I've gotten in life. I think he'd be pretty stoked. Like it's wild, you know. Or like last year, I Saw Love was the campaign for Air Canada's big Christmas commercial. And that, like seeing my song as like this really beautiful animation, that's been wild. So it's all crazy. Like if people follow me online and go to my socials, I usually post about it as it's happening. I'm like a little kid every time something happens. Like it never gets old. I'm like, oh my God. Or, you know, like if I hear my song on the radio, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, how is this even possible? So I never knew I could do this. I never knew this was even a real life job. So most days I still don't think that. I'm just like, this is crazy. Like am I going to wake up and my life's just going to be back in a different place? Or I don't know.
So from my understanding, you're a poet first, then a songwriter.
Yeah.
But also, where does freestyle rapper come into this? Because I heard you are a really good coach for freestyle rapping.
Oh, damn. like, are you Nardwar? What's happening right now? I think I started writing by freestyling. So
really?
Yeah. So like, I didn't know I could write. I was just holding the guitar and like making up stuff on the spot. And so people thought that was funny. And then I ended up getting my heart broken and I had a lot of feelings and I was just freestyling. And it was my little sister actually who was sitting in front of me and she started writing down what I was saying. And she's like, hey, like you should really take a look at this. And I saw it on paper for the first time. I was like, whoa, like I said that? Cause I didn't really think about it. I was just like stream of consciousness. And so that's how I still write songs to date. Like I never pen to paper. I'm always just freestyling and I record everything. And then I go listen back and go, what was that song trying to tell me?
So, that's so cool. So if someone just gives you a word, can you come up with something?
Yeah, like I usually pick up my guitar and then go to town on it. And like, it's more of an idea or a feeling. It's less about a word. It's more like, how do I feel in my heart right now? And then that starts to boil out. And, you know, it's just like it's a conversation.
That's really cool. You hear a taste of it on me, you know, on the EP. But when I heard that, I was like, that's such a neat thing. Every little detail EP is out now. And it was so great to catch up with you and have the best time on tour.